as our audience, great Ebonians, on our entertainment segment today, we want to talk about the issue of the moment. And the issue of the moment is that it's trekking. And the people are trekking from here and there. Somebody just, an Ebonian trek from Lagos to Ebonyi State, and me praises, suggestions, admirations, and what have you. So, Ato, are you going to trek from Ebonyi to New York or to Canada? Because what is going on now is trekking. Where are you trekking to?
I'm going to Ghana.
Okay, you are trekking to Ghana.
Yes.
Okay. How many days do you think the Ebonyi guy, I think he trek from Lagos to Ebonyi, 9 days. How many days?
Was it 9 days or seven? How many days was it?
I think it was
9 days.
9 days, yes. It's a very good trekker. He treks very fast.
That was...
Because I think... how many days are you going to trek from Nigeria to Ebonyi? You are starting from Ebonyi to Ghana.
When I start the journey, we will know. Meanwhile, the young man that treks from Lagos to Ebonyi, he tried, I commend him. That is the young man. It wasn't easy. Let's play the video. This was the day he started the trekking.
Okay.
That is the young man that trekked from Lagos to Ebonyi State to thank the governor for restoring peace in his state, in his community. Is it a good one or a bad one? To me, he trekked to thank the governor. I will ask this question. Is there any economic value of the trekking?
Ato, thank God you say you are trekking to Ghana. That is number one. It shows that you have now been converted to trekker. Yes. You know, before now in history, there is what we know in history, the history of South Africa, what we know as the great trekkers. So today in Nigeria, we are now having trekkers. And you are asking me about the economic value.
If there's any.
Let on earth, can you believe this young man? He's my friend. This is Jerry Warro, he's my friend. We have both in Facebook, we are friends. How can you not believe that somebody we trek from Lagos to Ebonyi State under 9 days. And now, my worry is not the trekking. Of course, people go to stadium every day to do exercise. I do trek sometimes. But my worry is when a government begin to reward deceit, the implication in our youth. Because today, after this, I think somebody have also trade for...
A young man received 2 million naira from Honorable Kim Kamakama.
Your friend received
after
10 million naira
after he received 10 million.
10 million. Now, and you are trekking to Ghana. Are you trekking for the senator representing Ebonyi South? Are you trekking for the senator... you are trekking for Tinubu.
Yes.
Very good. Now, our youth will now become trekkers for money. They buy... making noises of ourselves. And we are talking about, remember one of the issues of this course is food shortage. And this, we are battling loan upon loan, and we are rewarding deceit in the name of trekking. And you are asking for economic value.
In the name of appreciation.
Appreciating what? Appreciating deceit.
He said the governor restored peace in his community.
Very good. But don't bring deceit. My problem is, don't reward deceit. His Excellency, the Executive Governor of Ebonyi State, Prince Bilda Obonianwifu, should not reward deceit. Reward that this young man is doing and that, not telling me that you are rewarding because he trained from Lagos, when you know that this person cannot even train from Ojota to Dubega. Is it, I mean, we are making ourselves to look funny in the eye of the world.
Okay.
And now, I want to, you say the economic value. The economic value it adds is now, it is now another angle of Yahoo.
Yes.
Because people now see making money in trekking. Somebody have trekked for the honorable member representing Ohanifo.
You can lock yourself somewhere, now, record yourself.
Now I can now trek in my farm. You are already trekking for Tinubu. I will not trek for money. But do you now see the implication that before you know it, all our youth will become trekkers? And our politicians must continue to reward them. Because now trekking is now a lucrative business. That is the problem. And that is how you lay foundation of something that will be very, very hard for you to control. Yes.
Thank you very much, comrade. That was a good one. The governor, like you pointed out, shouldn't have given the young man such amount of money.
In the name of trekking, I am not against the governor, His Excellency Prince Obonyangwe. He is a good man on his own. He's trying. He has a very good heart. I always say that one thing I pick from him, that he is a welfareist. He has that heart of making sure he takes care of people, but not in the wrong way. When it is now now encourages, you know, something that is not genuine.
You know, comrade, you are coming from an angle.
Appreciate this young man.
You are coming from an angle that the young man might have deceived the public.
It's not might, but put me. I said this young man, Jerry, well, he's my friend. We are Facebook friends. We follow each other. It's a deceit. It's a pure deceit. This young man cannot trade from Ojota. I lived in Lagos. I know Lagos very well. Let's assume that he started the trekking in Ojota. This young man cannot trade from Ojota to Jodubega without rest. Now, let us expand it. Let us give him that he's a very strong man. This man cannot trade from Ojota to Ore in 9 days. He will die on the way.
Was it 9 days?
My brother, even if he trade for 1 month, from Lagos, do you know what is Lagos? How many kilometers?
All right, comrade, let's see what Bonyans are saying. This is a top fan of someone on Facebook